Welcome back to another episode of Parenting in Progress. I'm Corey.
I'm Jordan.
And we're the Welches. Welcome back to another episode. It's 2026. Jordan, do you have any New Year's resolutions on your mind?
Yeah, I have two New Year's resolutions this year. One of them would be to spend more time reading the Bible. And the other one is to be more active, not trying to go crazy here. It's not like I need to lose a ton of weight, but I just want to be more active, more fit, feeling stronger, and just getting in a regular routine of moving my body more. What about you, Corey? What are your New Year's resolutions?
My main New Year's resolution, I usually always have two or three, but I'm only going to narrow it down to one that I really want to focus on. Like most other people, yes, it is related to fitness. I want to just get a good routine down. Once again, not looking to lose a bunch of pounds, but if I can just get into a routine of what time I work out and those types of things, then I can ramp up or do whatever from there. I just think from a base standpoint, probably is going to be early in the morning. Unfortunately, I've been trying to get away from that, but I don't think there's any other time. I don't want to do it with a time when Carly's here. I don't want to do it late at night. We're busy doing other things, catching up from the day. So I think, unfortunately, I am probably going to have to get up a little bit earlier and start getting in a routine. And it doesn't have to be every day for me. If I could do 3 days a week, that's a good starting point. Maybe even two. Whatever is going to be somewhat easy.
And for me, I am the type, like, I know how I work, and I have to have a workout that is so darn easy that I won't quit after one day. And I know that, you know, everybody has their own ways of doing workouts. I'm not one to be like, I'm just going to go out and go run a mile and I'm going to push myself and do more the next day. Like, that's not how I work. I have to make it so easy that I can't not do it. To be honest with you, one thing that I'm really looking into here in the next week and starting is, it's called the Chelsea Method. It is a subscription, but it's made for busy moms that have had babies recently. It's working on pelvic floor and building that deep core muscles again. And so I'll have to keep you posted on how that goes. They're like 5 to 10 minute videos. And I feel like this will work best for me because they have an app and they send you the workout. It's not me having to come up with it on my own, having to filter through a bunch of YouTube videos to find what I want. And to be honest with you, I'm not one that's like a super pusher myself. So having someone give me the workout, and it's pretty short, I can do it with Carly playing in the living room or basement or anything like that. That's kind of what I'm leaning towards. So I'm going to try it out for a month and see how I like it before doing a yearly subscription. So I'll have to keep you posted on how that goes.
So now that we've got New Year's resolutions out of the way, today is going to be a little bit shorter of an episode. We haven't had a whole lot of time between our carpet project and wrapping up Christmases and stuff like that. We just haven't had a whole lot of time to get something recorded, but we wanted to get something out for you guys this week. So it's going to be short and sweet. And what we're going to talk about, we hosted New Year's Eve for a couple friends. And that was a first for us. It was actually really fun. We started around 6 o'clock and we didn't really go late into the night. Actually, Jordan and I and Carly were all in bed well before midnight, I think. The party ended probably right around 10 sometime, so we didn't go super crazy. We just wanted to get together, and there was nothing really going on around that we had heard of either, so we just wanted to have a short little party.
Yeah, and we like to host. Usually we host in the summer when we can go out back and grill and be on the deck in the patio and outside. It's been nice to look forward to something and look forward to having friends over. And, you know, a lot of times we spend time with our family and we love our family, but it is nice to feel like you have a little bit of a social life and you do have friends out there. So it was a lot of work to get ready for. Don't get me wrong. Like, we had the carpet layer at our house until about an hour and a half before this party. And we also had Christmas presents all over the house. Like, it was a disaster. And so we were like mad cleaning the house as fast as we can. And it really needed it. Like, I feel like our house is at a better state right now. Even though it's not perfect, we needed that little bit of push of like, holy cow, we're having people coming over to our house. We need to make this look okay.
And honestly, I was pretty nervous about that because we have everything out of the basement. The house is a mess. We have no more room to put anything. So how do you just hide stuff and organize it when you literally don't have half of the house right now? I mean, half the house was in a trailer, in the garage, in other rooms. I mean, kind of towards the end of getting ready for the carpet, we were just throwing crap in random spots just on top of stuff. Like, oh, we'll pick it up later. It's only going to be a few days and we'll get it all organized back. So I was pretty nervous about that. I was also worried about having enough room for the guests. Now, we didn't have 20 people over or anything crazy like that. We wouldn't be able to fit them all in our upstairs. We only had about a handful of people over. Carly enjoyed it. Now, first things first, we didn't really celebrate New Year's Eve with her. It just wasn't, we didn't think that it was really worth it. We kind of came off of a Christmas high. Just didn't really care, I guess, to celebrate that. But man, did she have fun at the party.
I had purchased some little party kit at Walmart that had party hats and some popper things and the little cardboard tubes that have the little thing that spits out when you blow into them and makes a little noise. We did do those because I thought Carly would find that fun. I have heard about looking up on YouTube the previous year's ball drop. So I did show her that. But she was also getting her diaper changed at like 10 o'clock, like well past her bedtime. She's tired, melting down. She didn't even care. And to be honest with you, couldn't even see the ball drop very well on that video. So yeah, that was the extent of our celebrating with her. But there was one other kid at the party and she was about 5 months old. So it was fun to see Carly with a baby. And, you know, we always say how social she is. These people she has met before, but it's been a little bit and she acted like they were no stranger. I mean, she's going up to them, talking to them, sharing snacks with them. Like, she's having the time of her life. Did she eat supper very well? No, because she was too busy watching everybody else, but she had plenty of snacks throughout the night.
Carly literally probably was the best host because she just soaked up all the attention. And pretty much everybody there at least had kids. Some had older kids, others had younger kids, but they all interacted with her. She interacted with them. Nobody was a stranger. She really soaked it up. And that was actually really neat to see because I think everybody kind of got a little bit of a joy out of Carly, whether it was something that she said or something that she did. She made us all laugh quite a few times throughout the night. And getting a little later into the night, she handled her sleep really well. You know, getting up towards that hour past bedtime, she really wasn't being crabby or not herself. I mean, once the party was over with and we were starting to change her and stuff, she was starting to melt down there a little bit just because she was tired. But Carly is a very good little actress. She can hold her composure pretty darn well.
One thing she did that I thought was really funny was one of the guests has blonde hair and she had a very pretty, like charcoal, sparkly jumper dress on. And her hair was curled. And it took me a minute to figure out what Carly was saying, but she was calling her Elsa. The girl and I were both looking at each other like, did she just call you Elsa? And she said it probably like two or three other times throughout the night. And like, yeah, she's calling you Elsa. And it was funny because she's like, you know what? I'm taking that as a compliment. I'm like, yeah, do it. Elsa has great hair. So that was really funny. She also didn't interact with the baby as much as I thought she would. I was holding the baby and then Carly was coming up to her and wanting to tickle her toes. And then she wanted to come and sit with me. So it was really fun to have them both in my lap and just to see the smile on Carly's face when she sees the little baby. So it was fun.
So after the party died down, kind of to keep Carly entertained so she wasn't super fussy as she was getting changed, Dad decided to get some of the party poppers out. He might have been a little bit under the influence as well. Can't confirm nor deny that. But those little hand poppers, I'd shoot those off, and she didn't mind them. I thought maybe she'd get scared of them and say no, but she didn't really mind them. She wasn't just super excited about them, but she was just kind of like, oh, okay, that's kind of cool. Oh, okay, there's another one. Anyway, yeah, we kind of went all out on Christmas, and we were kind of just done from the magic standpoint on New Year's Eve. It just wasn't a priority for us to just make super magical. But once again, I think Carly had a lot of fun anyway. And that was the point, was to get the friends together and have some fun and some laugh and eat a little bit of food and ring in the new year.
So we talked about how good of a host Carly was, but Corey is the host to have. He is the one. He wants to make sure that all the drinks are taken care of. We got all the food. We got the house ready. You know, he's been the one that's like, oh, hang on, I'm going to go blow the leaves off really quick, even though the party's in the house. So it's always fun to see him getting ready for a party because he truly does care about everyone and he wants everyone to have a good time. So he's going to do whatever it takes to do that. And I did just nicely say to him, like, Corey, don't get ahead of yourself. Like, how many times have we gone above and beyond on things? And that's just not how the party or the event turned out.
I've learned to let the party happen rather than anticipate what's going to happen at the party. And that's what Jordan was pointing out. It was a good call out. I wasn't mad at her. And when I went out and had to get a few things, I'm like, oh man, like I should get that. And then I'm like, no, wait a minute. What did Jordan tell me? We're going above and beyond. Because I'm already thinking, oh man, we could do this and do that, and this will be great. It'll be a fun time, which it would be. But if nobody else really cares to do it, then you've wasted money, wasted time, wasted energy on something that isn't going to happen. So I refrained from buying those things and was like, hey, you know what? We're just going to see what happens here. So yeah, it was a good call out. I do tend to do that. I've done it plenty in the past. And then we kind of are like, man, now we got a lot of this left, or that really wasn't worth that. And she's right. So,
and I wasn't trying to be a party pooper or a Debbie Downer or anything. We were running out of time and I'm like, okay, let's think of what has to get done. And then we'll go from there.
So that's pretty much all we've got for you guys this week. Like I said, it's going to be a short episode. Sorry about that. We just had a lot of stuff, but we wanted to talk about at least New Year's Eve and what we had done. It was a neat little party. Hopefully everybody is looking forward to having a good 2026. I think we've been trying to brainstorm how we're going to really ramp up this podcast a little bit this year. We've got some ideas. We do want to get some guests on. That's something that has been well overdue. We want to invite some friends and some people on here. We've got ideas. We've just haven't ever explored those. So hopefully we can get some of that accomplished here in 2026 for the Parenting in Progress podcast. And really looking forward to a really good upcoming year. It's going to be interesting to have a podcast for a full year. It seems like we've been doing this forever, and here we're only on episode 31. So just kind of crazy. Appreciate everybody listening, subscribing, all those things. We really do appreciate that somebody listens to it. Otherwise, it isn't worth doing. We just wish you a happy 2026, and we'll talk about some more stuff that we've done here recently next week in episode 32. Thank you for listening to Parenting in Progress. If you like what you heard, And you're listening to us on YouTube. Please go ahead, like, share, subscribe, drop a comment. If you're listening to us on other platforms, go ahead, give us a follow and a rating. We truly appreciate it. Thanks again, and we'll see you in the next one.